Hi, everybody. Kurt Schlichter here for Unredacted Town Hall VIP podcast. I'm just kind of doing my thing, kicking it old school, enjoying the amazing ride that my 401k is taking. Have you seen that? You know, I was told that the economy was terrible, that the tariffs were going to crush everything, and the big, beautiful bill was going to put us into recession. Yesterday, I made 2% on my money. And that's in one day. The market went up like 900 points. They're all at new records. It's just a bubble. Well, it's also showing optimism. It's showing optimism about the future. And it's right to be optimistic. Okay? Donald Trump is going to bring us an economic golden age because he's doing the things you do to bring an economic golden age. And we know how to do them. Because we've had them before. We had them under Reagan, right? You cut the government, right? And you cut the regulations, and it unleashes the animal spirits, as I believe Adam Smith said, of American entrepreneurs. And they go in and people make money. I'm 60. I could be retired right now. You know, if I wanted to, but I choose to go out and do stuff because I can make money doing it. I don't want to pass up this opportunity. And there is a huge opportunity out there, especially with illegal aliens going away. We're going to see H-1B visas, which is basically bringing in foreigners to work cheaper than Americans while pretending it's, well, we can't find an American to do the job. Oh, really? Where'd you advertise? Oh, the Rancho Cucamonga Star Tribune. We advertised there. No takers. No takers for our high-tech job in Silicon Valley. Yeah. Look, the economy's coming back, and it's roaring back. And this is all that matters, and I want people to understand that. Okay? It's not all that matters, but it's about 90% of it. Look, if we're at peace, and I think we're going to be at peace, because I don't think Donald Trump's going to get suckered into allowing Zelensky to decide whether we go to war or not by guaranteeing that we'll fight to preserve Ukraine. He's not going to get suckered into that. If we're at peace and Trump is still keeping the border shut, getting rid of illegal alien criminals, scoring huge W's by doing stuff like making Washington, D.C. safe to walk around in, and the economy, and killing DEI, and the economy is pumping, we're going to kick ass in 2026. Look, if this was a normal year, if Trump was a normal president, if these were normal Republicans, that is, little bitches, we would get slaughtered in 2026. History says we'd lose like 30 seats. We can lose 3. I think we win seats. Now, I'm throwing that out there now. It's 15 months before the election. I know it's crazy talk. I think if the economy's rocking, these congressmen are going to be, and candidates are going to be able to go out there and go, I'm going to help Trump keep this going. Do you want to stop what's going? Do you want to stop this rampaging economy? Do you want to open the border again? Do you want to allow a bunch of, bespeckled, middle-aged white women to tell you that you're awful and that the Smithsonian has to be entirely about slavery and that you suck? Do you want any of that? If you do, vote for a Democrat. If not, vote for the Republican. Republicans are going to clean house or clean up. I just think it's going to be, I think it's, and again, I know I'm throwing it out there and I could be wrong, but history has, history has shown that in midterm, president can win seats. Now, that happened in 2002 with Bush. I mean, fuck. If W can do it, I think Trump can do it. I think that, if that loser, failed Republican can make it happen, I think Donald Trump's got a shot. What do you think? Well, I think you agree with me. I'm always optimistic. Things are looking great. Did you see the Seth Goldmacher article in the New York Times? This is, you know, if the New York Times wrote it, you've got to consider it. 2 million Democrats have deregistered as Democrats. Okay. About 2 million people have registered as Republicans. I mean, wow. That is a huge deal. That is a big thing. That is when you, the biggest indicator of how you're going to vote is registration. If you care enough to register, right, to vote, you are about like, it's like some in the 90% chance you're going to vote the way you're registered. We're about to swing Pennsylvania. Thank you, Scott Pressler. By the way, there were folks hassling Scott Pressler, conservative. Well, who's gay? Dude, if it takes a gay guy to do what Scott Pressler did, call me fabulous, because he has helped turn Pennsylvania around. Okay? All right, we don't need new enemies. We need new allies. Scott Pressler is an ally, and he's done a ton of work. He's done more work than I have. He's done more work. I'm betting he's done more work than you are. If you're not Donald Trump, he's probably done more work than you have to bring this party back. Let's not undercut ourselves. But look, Pennsylvania, which is formerly mostly Democrat, is about to turn. North Carolina is about to turn. Florida! Oh, Florida's turned. Florida has famously turned. And it's going to turn more because they're going to redistrict and squeeze a few more seats out. That's another thing that's happening. We're redistricting, and Gavin Newsom's going to get five new seats. That'll be balanced out by what Texas has done, and then we're going to do Kansas, which will get us a new one. Missouri, they've already agreed to do it. That's another one. Ohio has to. Ohio has a legal requirement to redistrict. That's going to get one or two seats. Indiana may get one. I mean, there are some sissy Republicans. I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think it's not democratic to gerrymander. Yes, it is. Understand this. I have zero moral problem with Gavin Newsom redistricting California. I have none. It is not a moral question. It is a political question. They've got the votes. They should, you know, game theory says they should maximize their advantage. I don't resent them for doing that. I mean, they suck and they're scumbags, but I'm not going to be a little bitch guy. It's unfair. It's not democratic. No, it's a political decision. And since the California Republican Party has, you know, sucked and we Californians have been stupid, you know, we should get the consequences of our actions. But other places shouldn't, you know, well, I want an independent commission to make it fair. What's fair? Well, it should be a percentage to balance out the state. Well, you know, not really. Okay. It's about districts. It's simply about districts. It's not about balancing out the state. The House of Representatives is not designed, unless you've got one representative in the state, to represent the whole state. They're not supposed to collectively represent it. That's silly. That's not in the Constitution. Gerrymandering is not unconstitutional. Okay? The Constitution says the legislatures will, you know, make their own districts. Okay? Let them make their own districts. And I say you do it democratically. You vote on it. That's how this stuff should be determined. So I'm not a little bitch about it. But in the end, we're going to win if we're not little bitches about it, going, well, I think we should have an independent commission that gives everybody a voice. I don't want everybody to have a voice. I want our politicians to maximize our gain. I expect our opponents to do the same. And of course, they have been doing the same. So, you know, I get really tired of femboy bow-tied incel virgin George Will Republicans. Fenboy, incel, George Will, virgin Republicans suck. And I'm tired of them. It is time to get in there and do our thing. Now, I've got some interesting town hall columns coming up. The one that comes out today, same day as this podcast, unredacted, is going to be about the Smithsonian and how we have a right to determine our own history. That one's going to be based. And then I've got another one on the Seine Lane coming Thursday. The Seine Lane. I've been writing it out a little in advance because I got to drive back to Houston. Because I'm going to Washington, D.C. for a National Conservative Convention. I'll be a speaker. NatCon, first week of September. If you're in D.C., show up, hang out. It should be amazing. But I think we just have to get it through our heads that we are going to... We're in a fight against people who hate us. And I propose we win that fight. I've never been good at losing. I don't like losing. Losing bothers me. Don't do it very often. If you're a lawyer, sometimes you'll lose. Don't believe the guy. I never lost a trial. How many trials have you had? Three. I've had three. Okay. Shut up. So, anywho. How about that Cracker Barrel? I love the Cracker Barrel thing. Because I love it. We're now putting pressure on people who are trying to open us. And the Cracker Barrel thing, by trying to make it like this generic middle-aged white woman Chardonnay-friendly thing, it's totally demonstrated, once again, how completely out of touch our alleged betters are. Our alleged betters, the ones who, they're just, they're just the worst people in the world. They really are. And you look at her and you look at the person who decided, let's take everything that made Cracker Barrel, and I don't go to Cracker Barrel, so I don't really have a dog in the fight, but this is a cultural battle. Let's take everything that made unique and American about Cracker Barrel and make it generic. Apparently they made the food generic too, right? They made the food so that it is essentially pre-made stuff where it used to be made by scratch, and that's what people liked. They destroy everything, and we've got to destroy them. So there's something else that's really funny going on that I wanted to bring up. It seems a little... look at the doggy. There's a little doggy over there. It's so cute. It's something that hasn't got a lot of play, but it's very serious, and it's actually something that shows the decline of Western civilization. And you're like, oh, that could be anything. Well, yeah. In Great Britain, they have, which is not great anymore. I'm just going to call it Britain. In Britain, they now have an Office of Communications. They have an online act. I forget what it's called. Online OSA, Online Safety Act, which is designed by a bunch of leftist wine women to ensure that people can't say things that they don't want said. It's pure censorship. It's nothing else. And it governs internet providers, including American ones. Well, that's what the Brits say. The Brits say, well, you know, if your internet thing may show up in Britain, so you are subject to this law. We can fine you billions of dollars, or even arrest your bosses. So coming over here, arrest Mark Zuckerberg or Elon Musk or something. No, this is a very serious thing, and it needs to be stamped the foo out. I mean, it needs Donald Trump to pick up the phone and say, listen here, you are a tin pot communist dictator of a second tier country. And if you think you and your shit lib wine women friends are going to police what can be said by Americans, dude, consider yourself lucky, because the last time you tried that shit, we shot you. No, this is a, this is a, here, unscrew this, unscrew it now, I'm warning you. Now, what am I thinking about here? Well, some big law firms in Britain, wrote articles, people from big law firms, And of course, you got to understand that lawyers are a lot more freaking idiots. Remember, half the time the lawyer is wrong, right? In every case, one of the lawyers is wrong. They put out a thing that said Americans are subject to this, and we can go to The Hague, right, and get a warrant to enforce an arrest in an American in the United States of Americans who exercise free speech that the Brits don't like. I would like to see that. Now, there are some Democrat judges who would be happy to do that because they're traitors and clowns. But I would like to see one of these warrants actually get enforced, or a money judgment. There's actually a law, a federal law, that says no American court can honor a money judgment based on conduct that would be protected by a First Amendment in the United States. British libel laws, for instance, are very, very loose. Ours are very tight. Now, I've won millions of dollars in libel cases and defeated a lot of libel cases. But it is the hardest thing to prove. And it should be. It should be because it's, you know, you're saying something. And that should be presumptively free. There are very narrow exceptions where you can recover for it. Defamation, which involves a false statement of fact that causes damage. And it's very hard to prove. And if you're a public figure, it's even harder. So in Britain, it's just another thing. Oh, I don't like what you said. Here's money. And then you take a judgment there and you try and execute it in the United States. Well, you can't. It's called the Speech Act. But why? Here's my thing. Why do we have a special relationship with a country that arrests people for saying things? Why do we do that? There's a woman in jail right now because she tweeted something mean about freaking scumbag third world invaders, which would get me arrested in Britain. You know, when we had a special relationship with Britain, it was because we had certain commonalities, certain things that we shared, like a respect for rights, like, you know, well, it's not a democracy, neither are we, but you know what I mean. We were democratic nations. People had a chance to have control of their nation. They don't in Britain anymore. They're putting people in jail for saying things. They are trying to silence people online, including, and I can't believe these jumped up peasants are presuming to tell Americans what we can and can't say. But, you know, wow. So I think it's past time to end our special relationship with Brit. I think we're done with these people. I think they are. What's in it for us? I guess. Now, should they have a revolution and reestablish, you know, dignity in their country because they're just kind of embarrassing now? Yes. Of course, they gave away all their guns. Never give away your guns, because then you give away your power. And this is not something I would have said 20 years ago or even 10 years ago. Things are changing, folks. Western civilization is changing in the sense that the garbage ruling class that controls it has failed. And normal people who somehow believed that they lived in a democratic nation believed that they had a say in things, and they attempted to hold accountable these people who ruined everything. And the ruling class said, no, we're going to change the rules now. We're going to make it so you can't speak. We're going to make it harder for you to vote us out by deluding you with foreigners. You know, we're going to use the regime media to propagandize. We're going to cheat to stay in power. They're just a bunch of dictators. They're nothing special. And that means their country's nothing special. Thank God we allowed, you know, we had the courage to elect Donald Trump and to fight back on this. We're fighting back on all fronts. It's glorious. It's necessary. It's beautiful. And as for Britain, Like I said, Trump needs to get on the phone. Starmer, knock it off. Knock it off now or else. Because we hold all the cards. Because they're weak and they're stupid and they're Fredo and the Godfather. Time for us to channel Michael. This has been my Town Hall VIP podcast unredacted. Just me alone today. I want you guys to go get the new books, American Apocalypse and Los Angeles. Everybody who reads Los Angeles loves it. They're like, Kurt, that's a little different. You know, an arena went in a different direction. But I really liked it. Go get Los Angeles. Go get American Apocalypse. And of course, Kelly Turnbull number 9. I'm writing it. It's coming out in November. It's going to be amazing. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday are my Town Hall columns. Check me out in my Stream of Kurtiousness VIP only video on Fridays. I will be seeing you guys soon. I just want to say I'm coming to Washington. I'll be there at NatCon. If you're there at NatCon, National Conservative Convention, let me know. Love to meet up with VIP members. Thank you for being VIP members. And keep pushing for the conservative cruise. Because if you guys push for it, then it happens. Thanks a lot. Adios.